Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
As we ring in 2023, let's look back on some past Tar Heel teams. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. We've all played the game of where were you so many years ago. Why don't we use the round number 10 and attach it to the 2012-13 school year? Carolina football was just beginning the La Fedora era after Butch Davis was fired and interim coach Everett Withers did not get the permanent job. Fedora inherited a program serving a one-year NCAA probation, so his inaugural 8-4 season in 2012 did not lead to a bowl bid. In 2013, Fedora began two regular seasons of playing 500 football with a 7-6 record capped by a Belk Bowl win over Cincinnati, followed by a 6-7 season ending with an embarrassing Quick Lane Bowl loss to Rutgers. In men's basketball, Roy Williams had already won NCAA championships in 2005 and 2009. He had the best team in the country in 2012 before injuries to John Henson and Kendall Marshall weakened those Tar Heels, who lost in the regional final. In 2013, his Heels began a streak of four straight seasons with double-digit losses before the 2016 team rallied down the stretch to win the ACC championship and return to the Final Four. In women's basketball, Subia Hatchell ended a run of 10 consecutive NCAA tournaments in 2012 and went only four times in the next 7 years before she was replaced by Courtney Banghart, who was rebuilding a power. And in women's soccer, Anson Dorrance won his 21st national championship in 2012 and, despite repeated trips back to the College Cup, has not won an NCAA title since. His men's counterpart, Carlos Samana, won the national championship in 2011 but did not get back to their College Cup for 5 years. That narrative, comparatively, doesn't make what has happened in the last 10 years look that bad. Mack Brown returned to Chapel Hill in 2019 and took his teams to four straight bowl games that included the Orange Bowl in 2020 and the ACC Coastal title this past season. Brown does have three losses in those bowl games. Williams won a third national championship in 2017, and his successor, Yuba Davis, led his Heels on a magical March rookie run with two upset wins over Duke and a spot in the NCAA championship game. Add four national titles in field hockey and three in women's lacrosse and two trips to the College World Series, and the recent past and immediate future look a lot brighter than a decade ago. Call it a little perspective. This is Archansky. See ya.